Birkat Hamazon to do the Akrona for it?
Yes, 100%. Okay, now, so...
You need a bracha before, but not after.
Right, now...
Also so, for the chocolate...
For the chocolate, but Yechson wasn't patras it, yes, because it's the middle of the meal, right, okay? But in other words, if you would be sitting around and the meal's over, you serve dessert, okay? And you bring mints to the table, okay? After dessert is over, then you'd probably have to make two brachas, all right? But maybe if you'll do that, I have no idea, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if it's not part of dessert.
Right, not part of
like people who usually eat that apple, the baked apple at the end.
That's dessert.
Right.
Baked, I'm not talking about where you serve dessert, and then after dessert you went and you brought, so you're sitting around talking, right? Mm-hmm. So because you're talking, it's very hard for people to sit and talk about anything, eat, so you bring food to the table, right?
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to.
Okay.
All right. Okay, let's go on. Okay, now. Rabbi Yitzchak Hazokin Zal Pei Rish Ovinyan Acher Amar. So, the Ri says something very similar to Tosfos, but it's very important to see his words, just in terms of the way he goes ahead and the way how we deal with fruit. And we're not going to deal with fruit today, but just to get an impression, well, maybe if you eat for the meal, maybe you have to make an extra bracha even today. So we see. What he says, what is something which comes in the meal, which is a meal food? He says, beitzim u'gavina v'dogim. She'ein derech lechol osam shelo b'shas hasuda. Okay? In other words, and I know you're going to tell me, what are you talking about? My husband does this and my child does this. Okay, but if we want to look at this, you know, in a realistic manner, meat, eggs, cheese, fish.
You usually call that hasuda.
Are things when you eat in the middle of a meal. Alright? In other words, if I would go into the refrigerator and pull out, you know, at 9 o'clock at night or at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, a piece of chicken to snack on, Pierre would ask me, what are you doing?
Say, are you a teenager?
You're not talking about a 15-year-old.
Yeah, right. He says, what are you doing? Right? What are you doing? Okay? If I would go ahead and I would take out an orange to noon or 11 o'clock at night, she might see he's hungry still, but she would ask what I'm doing, because it's normal to eat a fruit outside a meal. But meal food that Rainiona defines as something which you only eat during a meal. You don't eat stam kacha just like that. Okay, it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Of course it happens. But it's not regular. That's the idea. He says, Ela darkon she'el lechlom v'shas. You know, because sometimes, you know, you're making schnitzel Thursday night at 11:30 at night, and you know it really smells good for Shabbos. You take it. We're not talking. Yeah, we're not talking about that. Okay.
It would be unusual if you take it as a snack food, but you would also have bread.
What?
It would be unusual if you have it.
No, but that's not the point. The point is that what are foods that are considered
right.
Foods that it would be weird to eat when it's not a meal.
Unless
it's ever Erev Shabbos. Right?
Yeah, whatever. I'm just saying, there are exceptions to the rule. You know, there are exceptions to the rule. You happen to pass by this great schnitzel restaurant, and how can you pass it by? You want to buy schnitzel, but you know, that's what defines it. So based on Vinayana, by the way, eating fruit today in the middle of a meal, okay, you might have to make a special bracha. We'll come back to that at some point. He says, but these things like meat, eggs, you're supposed to eat a meal in order to satisfy you. And also cereal, the chavetz k'teira is also a type of cereal. You go to bed. People eat and they satiate themselves. Okay, a fruit is like a snack. Something which a person eats in the middle of a suda is ikar suda. And your whole intention is for to satiate you. Even though she'ochel osam below pas, you eat them about bread. Ainu v'varach aleim klal, you don't make a varach at all. She nechlolim ima pas atzmo, because including the bread. Ubirchas hamotzi she birch mitchila, birchas hamotzi she birch l'sof hoter osam. Avol dvarim she ainim v'yim machmas asuda. He says, when he means things that even shlobo sas, you'll eat it the whole day, like fruit and things that are similar. It's not mikra suda. Okay, but you don't need a bracha afterwards. So there's something which is eaten in a normal way outside a meal is not considered a meal food. That's what he says, basically. Okay, it makes a lot of sense. So now, he asks the question, okay, we're ready to Parsha Shkolim yesterday, so everyone's thinking about Pesach, so let's go to Pesach a little bit, okay? It was Zelum Mitarzim, Masha Sholom Olam below Pesach. So the question is, when we go ahead and we eat the maror, we don't make a bar pri adama. Okay? And the bottom line is the maror is not something, even though we definitely eat lettuce today, okay? So this, by the way, this is his answer to this, which might explain something. Alright? He says, well, we have to just understand what he says. It will have relevance for later shir. So he says, if it's your answer, he says, why don't we make a bracha on the maror? Okay, and there are different, by the way, there are different answers to this question. But his answer is like this. We don't make a bracha adama, okay, like we do in Tibur Rishon. Okay? Now, obviously, in Tibur Rishon, make a bracha adama for a very good reason. How come?
Because
you haven't washed, right. Vatam, Ibnei, Shekul, Kevon, Shemetchil, Hoysek, Vanasal, Echlam, Shayudei, Shemachuyev, Habachalasan, that this is your kavanah to go ahead and do what? And to eat it, right? He says, Dvarma machasuda hava, vahava lutveil la pas, lefichach enum vivarachalem barbri adama, elevirchas hamitsa bilvad, the hainu lechol maror, which would be to go ahead and to eat maror. That's what he says. He says, since you know that you're going to eat this for sure, okay, then you would go ahead and you wouldn't have to make a special bracha. So the truth. Yeah, so if the person knows, for example, a person knows, let's say a shalosh shudas, according to this, that he is going to be eating only fruit, a fruit salad, right? Or she, then you wouldn't have to make another bracha. So I guess if you actually have in mind that I have to have chocolate, right? Then you wouldn't make another bracha, okay? That's all I guess, all right? According to the sheet, and everyone agrees with that, by the way. So, okay, he says.
So you have to have the kavanah when you wash.
Oh yeah, for sure, no question, no question, no question about it, right? He says. Then nothing else to say. He says, "Lazer zev tam nami varchan al pesach lechol es pesach." He says, and he says again, I don't necessarily understand this, but that's why v'zman beis hamikdash they would make only a birchas hamitzvah on the korban. They wouldn't go ahead and they would not make a shahakol on the meat, okay? Because it's tuffel to the pas. I'm not exactly sure why. So what's the reason why? Because I think what he's saying is like this, that when you eat the Korban Pesach, you're not eating it because it's part of the meal. You're eating because of the mitzvah.
Right.
But since you know you're going to eat it, you don't make a special bracha. So therefore, according to the Shita, yes, if someone, that's why, by the way, it's not simple for a person to go and say, okay, you know what, I'm eating fruit now, I'll make a bracha on that. Because sure, that if you have might eat the fruit during the meal, right, according to certain Rishonim, right, you might not need a bracha according to the reading. If you have bracha
levatolo. What about having in mind? What about the table set and all these things on the table already before you wash, and then you wash and all these things on the table like potato chips.
According to the shita, you would not have to make a bracha. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. According to you, would not make a bracha. Okay. Okay. Let's say for example though you have a fruit salad for dessert. Okay. That's already an issue because it could very well be when you a lot of times, even though it's a fruit salad, we're going to skip over dessert, okay? But if you have a fruit salad as the first course, that would be a different story because the first course everyone eats.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah, whatever, first course. So in other words, so according to Rabbeinu Yonah, I don't think according to Rabbeinu Yonah that you would go ahead and that would potter a fruit salad for dessert because from a bracha, because that's something which people will say, I have too much chalter and I can't have fruit salad, right?
My father wouldn't eat a meal without a half a grapefruit.
I've seen that before. I'm talking about the end of the meal. I can see very well people saying, you know, I had enough. So what Rabbeinu Yonah says applies to the first course or a second course, the third course, does not apply to the fourth course. Okay, that's it. Okay, let's go on. Okay, now, so we'll come back to this when we speak about fruit. I want to speak about a different halacha today. We'll see how far we get. But if you go ahead and you look at source number four, we're not going to do the whole halacha. But here's the halacha. He says, Dvarim Havayim B'so Chasuda. This is Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. Things that come with a meal in Hainvaram Vayim Machmas Asuda. If there are things that come because of the meal, the Hainvaram Shaderach Lefo Asuda Aleihem, because it's a derech to be Kovei Asuda. Lasna and pasta, eat with bread, Kikom Basar Dagam and Beitzim, Yirakos. It's fascinating. He says Yirakos also, as we know, it's a normal thing to have say vegetables. Ugvina and Gvina Vidaisa. Umine Meluchim. And salty foods, afilu ochim v'lo plas. Even if you eat them not with the bread at the same time, ain tunin bracha l'vnei v'lo yin bracha. Before the birchas hamotzav, he says the birchas hamotzav potrasam v'lo achrayim. He says the birchas hamotzav potrasam. Okay, fine. So you know that if it's something you eat in the meal, it's a meal food. You only make a special bracha. So if you look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham raises an interesting issue. He goes like this. Let's learn the Magen Avraham together. Source number 5. Velo pas ein teunin, dehein tefelin lapas. Okay, it's tefel lapas. Okay? He says, what happens if I wash? I don't really want to eat bread. I just wash in stam kacha, right? Okay?
With a bracha?
With a bracha. I have bread. I don't really want to eat bread, you know. So, as a matter of fact, let's take an example. I go to one of these, you know, to one of these fancy weddings where they have the little bread by the sink. You make a motzi, okay? Whatever, I wash. It's a wedding. So, does that little piece of bread, does that pater me from all the brachas, okay? Or if, let's say, for example, the only reason I'm eating bread is because I don't want to deal with making brachas later on. Does that pater you, okay? So, look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says like this: "Dehein fein lapas ulechein nirali, b'im ein chofetz lechol pas, v'ochol ma'at pas uvarchol v'amotzi, ein poter hamacholim, d'halo kaimlan kirabchia d'amar pas potuch manimachol, eladapka b'koveya sudas lapas." When do you say pas paters everything? If you're koveya sudan pas, which means that that's the part of the meal you want to eat bread, right? But if you're only eating bread because whatever, yeah, Amri says, he says in that case the chomach hamachas pas him boyim, avo kasha ein chafetz lechol pas ein opoter, the koshech gain im ochal pachas mikazayas kanal. If you eat less than a kazayas, okay? So what that means is that, first of all, I don't know today if a person should wash, they don't want to wash anyways, okay? But it says, but if you're going to wash and you eat less than a kazayas, okay, it involves a very serious shayla, and therefore a person shouldn't do that, all right? That's the, so...
Although he seems to say even if you eat more than a kazayas...
Yes, he does. However, being a good Jewish rabbi, he goes on, v'yev shalomar, the kevan de... Okay, he says, however, maybe you can say that since the derech is kuvei asu the pas, so whatever your kavan is, doesn't make a difference to paters. Therefore, he says, if you go, because there's a suffix, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to eat, he says, you're not really interested in the bread, okay? You shouldn't go ahead and you shouldn't eat the bread, okay? Except for Shabbos Yantif. Shabbos Yantif, it's obviously important. That's what he says. Okay. So,
even for a Sudat Mitzvah.
Oh, well, so, except for Shabbos Yantif, so obviously is different. Yes, even for a Sudat Mitzvah. So he says like this. Now.
What about those who say that you should bench for a Sudat Mitzvah if you eat a whole meal, even if you don't want?
I never heard of that. That's a very strange shita. That's probably all be known shita. That's very extreme.
No, what I've heard is that you should wash if it's a student.
Again, I think the idea of washing Suda's mitzvah is because in those days, washing for a meal, bread was very chashuv. It wasn't a meal if you didn't wash. Okay? If you would have come, go back 800 years and say you're sitting down to eat bread, they would think you're crazy. All right? That's the... I don't even think, by the way, I didn't even think 80 years ago that you were crazy.
I don't know.
My father, I can't tell you how he used to wash all the time.
Mainly bread.
So, anyways. Anyway, so he says, so very quickly, that's why I want to finish this point. He says. So in other words, so what's the reason? So the Prima Gadim in source number 6 explains the first suffix. He says it could be that the reason why pas paters is because pas is the ikur, but if pas is not the ikur, it doesn't pater. He says that he says, or you can say just the bracha of a pas is chashuv, and therefore if you made a bracha on pas, right, that patters everything. All right, so I want to show you, okay, and just understand. So how do we paskin? What do you do? All right, so if you look at source number 8, okay, and I made a mistake here, but look at the second half of source number 8, okay, where the Mishnah Berurah starts. I'm doing it in this order for a certain reason, okay? Source number 8. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. He goes like this, okay? Mishnah Berurah, Av Shulchan Aruch, Hilchot V'Yazepah, Suda, Berch Nizgadoyah, Put Gimel, Sivkot and Gimel, Ve'enu Chavetz Lechol Pas, Echol Ochel Ma'at Pas, Kedei Lepotram, Kostu Achronim, The Chronim write that maybe the Berachas Motzi doesn't potter the rest of the food because you didn't eat the bread because you want to eat the bread. You can't say Tafel Lapas. Kaven Shlo Yechapetz Vachiloso. The Kol Shekain and certainly Kishachol Rak Pachas Vigazayas. Ulai Kaven the Derech Olam Likvoa Sud Lapas. Or you can say that since the Derech Olam is Vigayim Sud Lapas, but by Rastam the Chol Gavne Valkain Kosvu the Baofen. Zet Tov Yoser, Shivarech Al Shar Van Bruchri Lecholachas Lechol Pasklal. So Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, like make a problem. Therefore, it's better to go ahead and to make a bracha and to not make hamotzi and make some brachas everything. In Lo B'Shavas Yontif, he says, because Shavas was a mitzvah of bread, everything becomes toppled to the bread. So that is what the
That's only if you lessen the kazayas, or if you don't want it.
If you don't want
difference, is there a difference between not wanting it and eating less than the kazayas? So it's just.
I think if you don't want it also, right. Let's listen. Okay, now. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at the first half of Summer 8, and this is the Aruch HaShulchan, okay? Now remember, the Mishnah Berurah was a Rosh Hashiva, he wasn't a Rav, okay? That's what you always say. And the Aruch HaShulchan was a Rav, right? So what's the difference of a Rosh Hashiva and a Rav? Let's see. Lefize Amashori Isi. Misha Mistapek. En Chefso Lecho Harbe Pas Besudazu. If someone does not want a lot of bread in this meal, the ochel ma'ad pas im peturim hamachalim mi brach lefish ein ritzon lechol pas harve. All right. So he goes in there. The ain't v'shol said the ain possess shum suffik. Okay. He says there's no suffik. He says yeah, no suffik. He goes against the Magen Avraham. The Bishlam Neptur Hoyamach Masapas Bilvad, because if the reason why you're making the bracha on a motzi patters everything else from a bracha is because of bread, Shavas Chavinazeh, he says, Aval Haptur Humitam Birchas Motzi Gamkein, the reason why a motzi patters goes to the bracha. The Kaven Shabira Hamotzi Niftru Kolam Acholam by Machasuda, Afilu Achal Pas, he says, Rakzayas, okay? So he says, so any birchas hamotzi patters all the food, right? Even if you eat just a kazayas. But the pachas of kazayas, and you don't have barach birchas hamazon, he says, very gamla, and a cholam on a trichel and birchas hamazon, and pochum and bracha achrona. So he says, he seems to imply that if you ate less than kazayas to pass, it would still patter everything from the first bracha from the last bracha. All right, and then he goes on. He says an interesting thing. How do I know that I'm correct? That if you just eat a kazayas of bread, it patters everything, even though you don't want it. He says because in general in Europe, most Jews ate a lot of bread. Why did they eat a lot of bread?
That was most of the food.
Yeah, he says, "Bekam Ashirim." There's so many wealthy people. He says, "Shemacholim pasmua." They eat very little bread, and he says, "Eat everything else." And we're going to say, "Vechinechla benal men kol olam." That the rich people they eat a little bread, and it makes special bucks everything. And the poor people, the motzi pot just makes sense. He says. So obviously, he says, Aruch HaShulchan says that a person should go ahead, and a person makes a motzi lechem min aretz on bread. So then that if he that potters everything. That's what he says. Now let's look.
Is that what we want?
Let's go look. So certainly if you eat a kazayas for sure, no question.
A kazayas of bread.
His eyes to bread? That's a good question. But in other words, I would say for sure, definitely, by the way, one piece of bread is definitely Kazayas, for sure. No question about it. No question. Maybe even less. No question. Well, yeah, one slice. Yeah, I would say for sure. Okay, now, he says like this. Now, so let's go on. So look at Igros Moshe. He says like this. Hinei, so he says, so he asked the question. He says like this. He asked the original question. Number 9, he asked, let's say someone ate in a Suda many types of food, called cold cuts, meat, eggs, and you ate only a pachzik zayis of bread. Do you say that you're mechuyah to bench berachavos or not? Okay? He says.
He uses an important word, right?
What?
Mechavan shenizba.
Yeah, he said that's the question. You say he had a big meal. So he says, he says that if you ate less than a kazayas of bread, there's no chiv to bench birchas hamazon. Alright? If you ate a kazayas and then you got satiated from everything else, the chiv to bench is the araisa. Okay?
Could you repeat that?
Yeah. If you ate less than a kazayas of bread, but tons of meat and chicken and everything else, so there's no chiv to bench because you ate less than a kazayas of bread. But once you eat a kazayas of bread, and then tons of other things, right? So since you reach Kedei Sviya, you're chayav to bench mid
yaraisa. So you're saying the sviya for benching doesn't have to be on the bread. It can be on
right,
the
as long as you have as long as you have kazayas of bread. He says, and what's his raya? He's a very good raya. He says that Anyantif, when you have to eat Basar Korban, right? Most of the sviya did not come from bread. Where did it come from? It came from the meat. Okay, Pesach night. He says, you have to have less, you have to have at least kazayas. Then he goes to source number 10.
So that little piece by the washing station isn't enough.
Absolutely not. Okay? There are other issues with that also, if I have a chance, I'll talk about that. All right? Source number 10. Yeah. And also you should know that if you eat less than a kazayas of bread, you're not putter from all the meaning that you ate with the bracha rishona. So if you eat less than a kazayas of bread, you still have to go ahead and you have to make a bracha and everything else. And he mentions he mentions the Magen Avraham. He says, if you eat a kazayas of pas, then everything else is putter. He says, but if less than a kazayas, it's not called a suda, right? And therefore, a person should make brachas and everything else. And therefore, he says a person should not go ahead. And eat less than the kazayas of bread. But there are other problems also because less than the kazayas, you don't make a brachas and you also die. Also, so
you don't have to eat the
kazayas
of bread before you eat all the
other foods. So that's true. Yeah, but he's supposed to eat the kazayas of bread the achilas pras, which could be between 3 and 9 minutes. All right, yeah. But the kazayas of bread is not that much. I have to tell you. Okay. Or it's not that much. Okay. Now I just want to. So just in terms of this is really not relevant. But one of the problems with the little piece of bread. I saw this recently at a wedding. Actually, I think. Did I see this recently? I think I saw it recently. One of the problems is that there's a halacha that when you make hamotzi, you're supposed to make hamotzi. What you make a motzi on? A full roll, half a roll, what's better, not better, right? So therefore, if you have these little pieces of bread by the sink, right, you make a motzi, and you're coming back and you're going to eat afterwards a nice roll, right? That was very problematic, because you could have made a motzi on the bracha on a nice roll, all right? So why do they have the little pieces of bread by the sink?
Because people don't want
to talk to you when they come back.
Yeah, they don't
want to
talk.
Yeah, okay. All right, we got to deal with it. So, you know, making a motzi and a little piece of bread is very problematic. Yeah, you don't see it so often in your weddings here.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
You see it more at restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's another issue. But certainly, you have to eat a kazayas. Once you eat a kazayas, though, we paskin not like the Magen Avraham, that everything else becomes pata. All right, we'll leave it here. I actually finished that.
I think they used to do it at the